Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, June 15th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: fears of a second wave, rising infections, and vaccine deals. Leading today's news: the second wave has begun, said William Schaffner, a professor at the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine, outlining the need for social distancing and mask wearing, but cannot imagine a second shutdown due to the impact of the first one. Dallas Fed President Robert Kaplan also said Sunday that the U.S. economic recovery hinged on effective public health measures, and right now it's relatively uneven. S&P 500 futures started the night off more than 3% before paring losses to 1.5% as the choppy trading continues following Thursday's brutal sell-off and Friday's partial rebound. In other news, overseas markets also flashed red as investors questioned whether fresh coronavirus outbreaks could hold back the global economic recovery. More than 20 U.S. states are seeing a pickup in COVID-19 cases. Tokyo reported a jump over the weekend, and a fresh outbreak in Beijing led officials to close the Xin Fadi market. Chinese economic data, which showed a smaller bounce back in May, also weighed on sentiment, with retail sales falling for a fourth straight month and industrial output rising less than forecast. AstraZeneca inked an agreement with Europe's Inclusive Vaccines Alliance, led by Germany, France, Italy, and the Netherlands, to supply up to 400 million doses of Oxford University's COVID-19 vaccine beginning in late Q4 at no profit. The company has also signed deals in the UK, US, and with CEPI and Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, to supply 700 million doses, in addition to a deal with the Serum Institute of India to supply 1 billion doses to low- and middle-income countries. Reports overnight suggested Israel was in talks with Moderna to purchase its COVID-19 vaccine, which will begin Phase 3 trials in July. AstraZeneca is up 1.7% and Moderna up 6.4% pre-market. 24-Hour Fitness Worldwide has filed for Chapter 11, unable to keep up with debt payments following an extended shutdown caused by the coronavirus pandemic. It's also permanently closing 100 locations, nearly a quarter of its gyms, casting a cloud on recovery prospects for Planet Fitness and Town Sports International. Roughly 28 of 100 U.S. gym members are expected to bail this year, according to trade group International Health Racket and Sports Club Association. As coronavirus cases spike nationwide, Utah and Oregon have put any further economic reopenings on hold, while states like Texas, Arkansas, and Arizona pledge to keep going. It comes as California, which implemented the country's first statewide stay-at-home order, entered the most expansive phase of its gradual reopening Friday. Across the country, Governor Andrew Cuomo threatened to reverse reopening Manhattan and the Hamptons amid rampant coronavirus social distancing violations. BP will take an estimated $13 to $17.5 billion in impairments and write-downs in the second quarter after revising its long-term price assumptions. What changed? With the COVID-19 pandemic having continued during the second quarter of 2020, BP now sees the prospect of the pandemic having an enduring impact on the global economy, with the potential for weaker demand for energy for a sustained period. In addition, BP reset its price outlook to reflect that impact and the likelihood of greater efforts to build back better towards a Paris-consistent world, as it aims to become a net-zero company by 2050 or sooner. BP is down 3.8% pre-market. The number of publicly accessible charging points for electric vehicles jumped 60% in 2019 to reach 862,118, according to the IEA's annual Global EV Outlook. Fast chargers accounted for 31% of the total, reflecting efforts to build critical infrastructure ahead of an expected boom for EVs, which accounted for just 1% of all vehicle sales last year. Along with Tesla, there are other charge point providers like Shell, Engie, E.ON, Volkswagen, and ChargePoint, whose shareholders include Daimler, BMW, and Siemens. The shift toward a self-driving future may take a leap forward this week as the U.S. Department of Transportation launches the Automated Vehicle Transparency and Engagement for Safe Testing Initiative. It intends to provide an online, public-facing platform for sharing automated driving system on-road testing activities, as there is currently no centralized database. For example, crash report requirements vary from state to state. Who's expected to take part? GM's Cruise, Uber, Alphabet's Waymo, Fiat Chrysler, and Toyota, along with states California, Florida, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Hertz is down 16.6% pre-market after the car rental company won bankruptcy court approval to sell up to $1 billion in stock. Bankruptcy experts said the planned sale raises questions about whether a company under Chapter 11 should exploit equity markets for financing when the value of its shares, as with nearly all bankrupt issuers, is at significant risk of being wiped out. Give them credit for creativity, trying to turn something potentially worthless into a pot of cash, added John Penn, a bankruptcy lawyer at Perkins Coie LLP, who is not involved in the Hertz case. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, Bitcoin, and gold are all set to open in the red. On today's economic calendar, the Empire State Manufacturing Survey is out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.